Messiah's Branch Podcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Plain Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is September 3rd, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. This is very serious. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Folks, there is also another way that you can get prayers, and it seems to be really working out, and I'm even getting some good feedback from it. You can either mail me a letter by the United States Postal Service, find our address at prophecyhour.com, mail us a letter, we'll take it to service with it, we'll anoint it with oil, and we'll pray on it. We'll lay hands and pray on it. Then we will even send you that letter back that's been anointed with oil, and that won't cost you a penny. Well, I guess it would for the stamp that you sent it to me, but me sending it back to you, not a thing. Or you could actually just send me an email with your name and address on there and say, I want this letter back after you anoint it and pray on it. And I will print it out from my computer and I will take it to church or take it to service. And we will pray over it, anoint it with oil, and we'll send it back to you. Pray about it. Anyway, you can always find updates to the breaking news, our ministry radio program archives, and our mailing address on our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. Remember, we are a national satellite program and simulcast live on the net, so we're internationally, so pray about supporting airtime. We're also on a couple of FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. Airtime costs, especially when this is a ministry that we don't sell anything. While you hear commercials and that's the station selling things, that's not Pastor Dan or Messiah's Branch selling anything. We sell nothing. And so we have to rely on you to make donations to us so that we can keep the mission church going and so that we can keep these radio programs going. So pray about supporting what we do. You can make a donation tonight over the internet. By simply going to prophecyhour.com, or you can make us, you can write a check or money order and send it. I hate to talk about money, but, you know, we need money to make the ministry continue to happen. And we are, folks, while we do have a YouTube channel, you can find it over there at prophecyhour.com. We are trying to get up to make videos, not only about the Mission Church, but about current events and everything. But in order to do that, there's a couple of things that we need that we just don't have the finances to get. We need a laptop, a new laptop. We also need a camera that we can do this with, and we need another computer. So pray about it, pray about it. That sounds like about $2,000 or $3,000. Well, you're right. If you decide to make a donation for that, make sure you mark your donation for radio or for expanding radio. Make it for expanding radio. And if you want to do that. And also, if you make donations for radio, if you mail in, put on your check or money order, put radio or radio airtime. And that will help a lot. But this other, if it's expanding radio, so then we can get video and we can catch up with some of the other ministries. But, you know, we have been putting our archives on the internet clear back as far as when we first started, and that was, you know, probably my first programs were back about 2001, I think, or 2002. Started on ABR when they started in 2004. So we've been doing internet radio for a long time, as well as broadcast over the normal things. Anyway, well, I better get on with the prayer. Otherwise, I'll take up all of our guests' time. So, dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. And please give everybody out there ears and wish to hear the truth, Father. They need the truth so badly. Let them hear the truth. Bless this program tonight. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen and amen. Well, tonight's guest has been on with us many times before. He never seems to run out of important things to say. In fact, he just wrote this to me about tonight. He says, as you are aware, there's a lot being said out there about the convergence of many unusual events happening this month. I would like to address my concerns and excitements about what the future holds for the believers in Yeshua. The theme for our talk tonight, he says, is prophecy, predictions, presumptions, and probabilities. Well, you know, he is an Army veteran. He served his country in Korea. He's traveled the country as an evangelist. And there's much more to his story, and you can find out all of that where at the wordofprophecy.org, wordofprophecy.org, or you can find that link wherever you find this radio program and archives. And that's also the name of his ministry, Sure Word of Prophecy. Now, let's welcome Steve. Are you there with me, Steve?
Maranatha, Pastor Dan. I consider it a privilege to be back on your Prophecy Hour program. Thanks for your invitation.
Well, I like to have you on. Like I said, you never run out of not things to say, important things to say, and there's a difference. And boy, I'll tell you what, Steve, I sent you a list a while ago. I don't know if you got it or not, but boy, there's just such a list of things that people seem to think is happening, or some are true and some are not true. So, you know, I'm curious, what do you got to say about all this? I'm really curious about you tonight.
Well, I have quite a bit to say, Brother Dan. Here it is, September 2015, and as you well know, there's been an avalanche of YouTube videos, books, and serious talks and speculations of what appears to be, by many, prophetic themes, which are converging together, pointed to this month. And as well, some say it's rapture time, some say it's the commencement of the Great Tribulation, others the end of the age, and you know, all eyes are on the news, and many believe it's coming down this month. And all the predictions and presumptions and possibilities are here right in our face. And I recognize there are a lot of what appears to be insurmounting evidences to be deeply concerned about something very earth-shattering coming down. And however, I'd like to also put in a word of caution and implore all of us to be grounded more than ever on the word of Yahweh. Your thoughts?
Amen. You're absolutely right. I did a program previously tonight with a fellow that was, you know, he was frustrated over some of the things that were being said, but here's what I said to at the first of that program, and I'd like to say it now. Is my thought is this: there are some very serious Bible people out there, or scholars. They're not calling themselves prophets. They've noticed patterns in things like the Shemitah. There's definite pattern there, and you just have to be blind not to really see it. And there's also, you know, some things going on. There's been with the blood moons. There's some real patterns there. But neither one of these two fellows are saying absolute, thus saith the Lord, or, you know, absolutely something's going to happen. They're pointing out patterns and saying these things can be probable. My problem that I see is that there are so many people stacking on things on top of this, mm-hmm. twisting their words, and so we really have a huge, I don't know when I've seen so many different prophecies, and I guess you call them prophecies, I don't know, and things that are happening, but also, and then I'm going to give it to you, but also, folks, you need to look also at the non-Christian world. The rest of the world is all, I'm talking about the financial sectors, are all pointing to the same things in the same time period. Maybe not all, but most are. And so now let's hear what Steve has to say. Back to you, Steve.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, brother. To start this talk out, I'd like to share some of these headlines and some of the hype that we are seeing, and some of it legitimate, some not so legitimate. Here I'm reading a headline that says, an asteroid or meteor will hit the Earth on September 24th, 2015. You have been warned. And this is a YouTube video where 2,400,000 hits have hit this particular video. How about this one from the Breaking Israel News website? Shemitah and the Messiah. Could this be the year before his arrival? How about this one here? Upcoming Jewish holidays begins a period of cataclysmic events for Israel. And in this article, the writer proclaims, the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, will begin on the evening of September 13th and end after sunset on September 15th. According to Jewish tradition, Rosh Hashanah is a day that God begins the process of judging the entire world. This year's Rosh Hashanah is especially unique in that it will signal the end of the Shemitah year, the sabbatical year which occurs in a seven-year cycle. According to the Talmud, the written text explaining the Oral Torah, the Messiah will come in the year following the Shemitah year. Well, how about this one here? It's about a prophetess named Barbara. It goes by the name of God's Healer 7 on YouTube, that speaks words that she received from God. And she seems very, genuine, Pastor Dan, and the words she gives are typically prophetic warnings. But in January of 2012, she says, the Lord spoke to her and said, you will prophesy 1,350 days, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord. From the first time the first trumpet blows until the time of the seventh trumpet, those that hear the trumpet will know that I am the Lord. And says her husband, a CPA, calculated the number to arrive at the date September 23rd, 2015. And another one that I find here, it's entitled Rapture Dream. September 2015 will be something very big, and in parentheses, Day of Atonement. This is by a video sensation on YouTube, Renee Moses. And she says here in this particular part out of her Rapture Puzzle book, she says, I, Renee, intend to show you from the scriptures how the Day of the Lord will begin on September 23rd, 2015, the Day of Atonement. Most of you reading this book will be reading it after this date, and you will have been left behind. I write this for you so you can know for certain that what took place was actually the rapture or great escape mentioned in the Bible, and that it was not something else, such as an alien invasion or intervention of planet Earth by extraterrestrials. The Bible warns us that there will be a great deception that will happen at this time to try to deceive you into believing a lie about what has happened and what is now happening on the earth. Here's another article, Absolute Evidence, 2015, Rapture of the Church. And this article, I'll just put a little bit out. It says, it could occur now, and it's very likely to occur up or on or after August 17, 2015. This will provide a window of 40 days, a Nineveh warning, they say, to the world after the rapture, that they were about to enter the Day of the Lord, or the seven-year tribulation timeline of the book of Revelation. Or the rapture may be delayed, they say, in conclusion, until September 23rd or 24th. One more here, brother, and then we're going to get into some discussion here. September 23rd, 2015, 7x7, Shemitah Harbinger Bible Prophecy is what this article is entitled. And it says, startling new revelation, why the tribulation must begin in the year 2015, the great mystery of the sevens, and the blood moon solved. You will be stunned, and this is a just-released video prophecy. In this, it says, 4.5 years ago, on the seventh day of the Feast of Trump Tabernacles, Mr. Obama was chosen as a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He was chosen as a Prince of Peace. 2 months later, just before the start of the 24th day of Kislev on a Jewish calendar, he was given the award in Norway. The night before this took place, a strange pyro appeared in the sky above Norway. There are two dates mentioned in Haggai 2 regarding the Lord shaking the heavens and the earth and bringing the desire of all nations to himself. And in parentheses, it says rapture. These two dates are the seventh day of the Tabernacles the 24th of Kislev, the pledge, agreement, covenant that Obama made to the peacemaker of the world was strengthened with many on these two dates. I believe this was the fulfillment of Daniel 9:27 and it started the 70th week of Daniel. Now, Brother, I'm sure as you have heard some of these already, you can see some of the fallacy or the presumptions that presumptions typically are the ones that jump on the bandwagon of the popular themes, and they don't check it out a whole bunch. So they jump on the bandwagon, and it gets big and it gets large. And according to these articles, rapture time is coming, and I hold a whole different view about the day of the Lord and the end of the age. And yet a lot of these proponents of this September 2015 hype are saying the rapture is imminent and it will happen during the season of Jewish types and shadows. So
right.
What are your thoughts, brother?
Well, first off, they, of course, anybody that listens to this program for any period of time at all knows that I'm not pre-trib rapture at all. They are, however, right that when he does finally return, when he will be during the feast times, but the tribulation has to happen first. You know, that has to come first. And so that hasn't happened. You know, we haven't seen the abomination of desolation. We haven't seen the two witnesses. There's so much that we have not seen that, you know, and but they think they're going to fly out before that happens. So any of those that say rapture would happen now is just ludicrous. But let me give you one that's different to people. Now listen, September 12th and September 13th, Rabbi Kanevsky, a leading authority in ultra-Orthodox Judaism, has indicated that the Messiah that the Jewish people were expecting could come at this time. Now, there's a danger in that. Let me explain to you, the folks, a moment. The problem is with the Jewish people that do not believe in a Messiah that's already come and are looking for Messiah, they don't look at the Messiah coming like you and I do. You know, we'll see him in the clouds. They're looking at a normal man to walk out. And that normal man will pick up more divine properties as he goes along, but he will lead their country into safety. You understand what I'm saying? So this opens the door for an Antichrist. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're not looking for a divine being. But also, let's throw this in. We would, over there in Israel right now, this rabbi, as several other rabbis, they are all starting to see prophetic visions of Messiah coming. In fact, some of them have had visions from the prophet Elijah. And so we are seeing spiritual things that point us to the end of the age, but also point us to that Antichrist that's coming. And back to you.
Yeah, how imperative it is, Pastor Dan, to be really, really grounded in Yahweh's word, because it's so clear-cut to me that, in fact, some of these things that are being propagated are just simply presumptions and not biblical fact. But then again, you mentioned some of the possibilities and things that are connected to the Shemitah cycle, and that I think that are plausible and probabilities. In an article yesterday, Pastor Dan, I read an article entitled "Statistician: Data Proves Biblical Financial Collapse." Now, we understand in the scripture that one day they'll be throwing the gold and silver to the bats and moles, and you know the ritual
right.
And how. And so there is some indicators in scripture that we, in fact, are going to suffer a financial calamity, and that the money will no longer be worth its weight in speaking. But this particular article said in September, we can expect something really bad. Get ready, because the best of times are over and the worst of times have just begun. And this is an assessment of a Florida mathematician who had studied biblical Shemitah cycles as it applies to financial markets. He did the same thing that Brother Jonathan Kahn did, and, according to my understanding. Thomas Pound is an educator and mathematician who applies a statistical wizardry to the markets, and the Dow fell another 468 points. Now, this was yesterday's news. Or 3% Tuesday, providing fresh evidence for investors the sell-off, which began in August, was no mirage. It is likely to continue into September. Only 8 more trading days remain until the dreaded LL29, which is the final day of the Shemitah year, known as Wipeout Day on the Hebrew calendar. And since that falls on a Sunday, September 13th, when the markets are closed, the rest of the week and the following week will bring the most devastating losses. Glenn Beck, most of us know him, made a prediction last week as the Dow Jones fell 1,000 points on Monday morning. Talk about a panic in the markets. He proclaimed the toolbox is empty, and we had the rescue packages, the credit guarantees, the quantitative easing, zero interest rate policy. Right now, we're almost at zero. We have taken every new program we could, and there's nothing left for the Federal Reserve to do. He doesn't believe that the lights-out event in the stock market will happen today, but he predicts it will come down, and it will go back a little bit, then it will go down, and we'll just keep taking money off the table, and just keep taking off the table. And then he summarizes it by saying, it's just not good. Pastor Dan, there's a countless amount of videos and predictions from far too many credible sources that we are heading in that direction in the financial markets. Everyone seems to be jumping on the bandwagon to who knows where. Jonathan Kahn, in writing the book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, who sold a couple million books, in fact, predicts upon prior cycles that there's a probability we may suffer a huge market crash. And I've been watching this, brother, for with extreme interest for quite a while. In the last 2 weeks, 1,800 points were lost, and around $3 trillion vanished into thin air as in the world markets. And there's a huge probability that we may see this soon. And that's just what you call a probability. As far as timing, I'm not sticking my neck out and making any predictions. And I will say up front, if the stock market collapses on Sunday, September 13th, we better be under the shadow of the Almighty Elohim. But
I gotta break in. We got 30 seconds for a break. Give him your website, and we'll come back and talk. But we gotta get out of here for break.
Sure.
Website.
Website, SurewordProphecy.org. Check out the prophetic news section. I think you'd be really interested in keeping up with what's going on.
Yeah, folks, and make sure that you go to our radio program archives. And actually, I think you have a place on your website where you did the radio programs, don't you?
Yes, I can only put 10 on there, so I had to delete.
Oh, okay. Well, folks, go back in our radio archives. Go back in our radio archives and listen to past programs. If you haven't heard Steve before, go back and listen to him. And we'll hear more from Steve in 3 minutes.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, hear our jubilee. Out of Zion to salvation come.
Don't go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors, the mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Yes, I say this week after week, but you know what? Week after week, we have more and more people coming in, bringing their children, looking for clothing, looking for food, something to eat, looking for first aid, looking for Bibles. We need all these things. And you know what? I'm not rich. My family's not rich. Messiah's Branch is not rich. Remember, we're a mission church, so we cater to the poor. So how do we survive by doing it? Well, of course, it's by the grace of our Father, but He uses people just like you to put it on their heart that you should to donate money. And you should support the poor, whether it's in my city or your city or whatever, you should do it. And so pray about it. Feast of Tabernacles is coming up, and are you aware that you really, it is biblical that you donate a good donation to the poor at this time of year? You don't have to do it to our church, you know, or Messiah's Branch Mission Church. I pray that you would, because we do need your help. Pray about supporting what we do. Anyway, we get out on international radio of the world. We warn the world. We feed the poor, the hungry. You know, we have a newsletter that goes out into to prison. So we have a prison ministry. We do all these things, and it's done by people like you that donate. And so pray about it. And you know me, you can find Pastor Dan. You know, he's usually the brokest preacher on the block, because I believe. That I'm the money in my pocket belongs to the Father, so I spend down to whatever it takes to take care of the people. So pray about it. We really do need your help. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. And all donations, no matter what size, helps. And you know what? The Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. Anyway, we're back now with Steve Henderson. We're talking about a lot of things that are going on in the world right now. And welcome back, Steve. And I want to start with a little list of something I'd like to get your comment on. Are you there with me, Steve?
I'm here, Bill.
Okay. Here's some things that I think that we may ought to watch. And it seems kind of peculiar to me. And one thing, if the Palestinian, and part of this has to do with the Palestinian state, you realize how much further, and I want your comment on this after I give the list, how much further along we will be in Bible prophecy if there becomes a Palestinian state. Anyway, September 15th, the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly begins on this date, and France is widely reported that it plans to introduce a resolution which will give formal Security Council recognition to a Palestinian state. Obama has indicated that he may not veto it at this time. If he doesn't veto it, there is a Palestinian state, and the Pope has already recognized a Palestinian state. September 23rd, Pope Francis arrives at the White House to meet with Barack Obama. September 23rd, the Pope will be meeting with the President. On the 266th Pope will be meeting with the President of the United States on the 266th day of the year. And some have suggested that something is being birthed on that day, because 266 days is the average length of a human gestation period. Okay. On September 24th, the Pope's going to address a joint session of Congress. September 25th, the Pope will hold a mass in Madison Square Garden. September 25th to 27th, United Nations launches a brand new agenda, humanly known as the Agenda 2030 Agenda. And that Agenda 21 was a horrific thing. Anyway, September 25th, the Pope appears at the UN to deliver an address to kick off the conference in which the 2030 agenda will be unveiled. September 26th and 27th, the Pope will be traveling to Philadelphia for the 2015 World Meeting of Families. September 28th is the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and it's also, this is the date of the last four blood moons that fall on a biblical festival, dates from 2014 to 2015, and the blood moon will be a super moon, which will be visible from the city of Jerusalem. What do you think? Anything to all this Pope stuff?
Yes, brother. I think that my estimation of Revelation and Daniel and other prophetic books, it's very obvious to me that there will come a time when the nations will go into a shock and awe thing, and at that same time they'll gather together when the four winds are loose upon the earth. There are four beasts that comes up out of the sea, and they will get together and formulate a plan. This is during the time of the Mark of the Beast, when a plan will be implemented, and there will be a what you've heard forever, a new world order that will be created, and I believe it is biblical. I believe there's a lot of paranoid things that are interjected into this concept, but in Revelation chapter 17, it says there will come a time when these 10 horns will have the power of the beast for 1 hour and have one mind. And so there'll be a unity of nations, and it's concerning tragic events that take place on the earth, trumpet judgments, etc., etc., that will bring in and usher in a unity of religious people who will, in fact, the nations will turn to the religious leaders for help in trying to resolve the earth's problems with war and all the other things, the judgments that are taking place. And the nations will look to the religious leaders to try to get them out of a jam. And it's at that time they're going to be looking for people such as the Pope and others, religious leaders, who will clasp hands together and begin to pray to their gods in unison and meet on common ground. This is how I see Scripture, and we could sure go into a lot of more detail about that. In fact, I'll talk about the Pope here in a second. But I don't want to ignore the one thing that you were talking about as far as the Palestinian-Israeli issue, because, like I say, and have said many times, it's a Jewish book written by Jewish prophets and pertain to things that are going on in Israel. And we all recognize that since they were brought back, just as exactly how Yahweh said it would happen, that one day all the attention would turn back to that place again. And according to the prophet Joel, in I think it's the third chapter, and then the first part of the chapter, it says that in those days he'll bring back captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, and he will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will execute judgment upon them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among nations, and they have parted my land. Now, that is the reason why something is going to come down, is that they're parting the land. And I believe in this Palestinian-Israeli issue that's been going on for a long, long time, but when you want to bring it down to its lowest common denominator, Pastor Dan, it deals with the issue of Jerusalem. Of course, we recognize that Arafat, when he created the PLO, and his issue was, we're going to have a Palestinian state, and Jerusalem will be our capital. And to this day, as we speak, that is a primary issue. And when we look at the prophecies contained in the prophet's writings, it all is going back down there. It says one day he will bring all nations against Jerusalem to battle. And so that Jerusalem, that little spot, in fact, if you want to bring it down to its lowest common denominator, it deals with the Temple Mount. And you're talking about these Jewish people over there that are receiving dreams and visions. Well, the main schism between the Palestinians and actually the Islamic world versus the Jews, and the call to annihilate the Jews, which is out in the open, it deals with Israel's plan and the Orthodox Jewish plan to build a third temple. And this is, anyone that doesn't know about this needs to open up their eyes, because I think this is extremely prophetic. Because when you go to the place where it started, where Abraham lifted his knife to his son Isaac, on the Mount of Moriah, that mountain is still there for the whole world to see. And it's going back down to that same mount where, in fact, they have the Temple Mount Institute has if you go to their website, you'll take a look and you'll find that they have all the handcrafted gold vessels and silver, and they put a lot of money and have a big following and a lot of donations going their way to build this third temple. They have the model set, they have the cornerstones cut, They're parading around Jerusalem with them, and that's inciting Islamic hatred. And that's exactly why, in my opinion, it's all coming down. But at some point,
let me add something in here. At this point, sure. Let me add something in here. There's something else. There's a couple of things that we've saw. Not only that, we have seen them actually raise money for for the heifers, for the red heifers. But also, there's something critical that a lot of people miss. In order for the Jewish temple to do sacrifices, there has to be a priesthood. And so there has to be a Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin has recently reformed, and we now have a Sanhedrin in Israel. And so the Sanhedrin's there. The people ready to build the Temple Mount, and even some of the Sanhedrin have been talking with some of the Muslim leaders in order to quell the problem, and they're talking about building a temple that would not be in the exact location, but would be close to without tearing down the mosque. And so then you will have a temple, and I mean, it's just all coming together, brother, is it not?
Yes, it is. According to the Apostle Paul, if we want to take his words literally, he said that day will not come until the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above God, sitting in a temple, showing himself to be God. Now, he was quoting directly out of the book of Daniel, by the way, in Daniel 11, around verse 36, if you want to take a look at it. So very evidently, Israel is pushing. In fact, there's some that are getting inside in the administration of Israel now that are backing that up. And so that is a very big schism. And the issue, it deals with the dividing of Jerusalem. And whether they want to make a part of Jerusalem to accommodate both the Jews and the Palestinians, they want to divide Jerusalem. And Netanyahu says, this will not happen. This has been our eternal capital for 3,000 years, and over my dead body. Well, most people understand that Israel, when they were given that right to return, that is still UN property and with UN oversight. And so, whose is it? Is it Jews? Is it the Palestinians? Is it United Nations? Just exactly, or is it the Vatican's? Something else we need to understand is there's a lot of talk in the Vatican about making Jerusalem a holy city for an international city, okay, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is there importance? Go ahead, Bill.
No, I just said absolutely. You're right about that.
Okay.
And they have been making some serious steps to do that.
Yes, sir. So it's all of these prophetic things, in my opinion, Pastor Dan, are converging into something that you can't ignore. It is in your face. Now, there's a lot of hype, and I don't believe in the imminent during this season in September that a rapture will occur. I see the catching away or the being taken up with the Lord at the time of the resurrection. It's very clear that the resurrection will happen on the last day at the last trumpet. And so anyone who propagates that the rapture will happen before then needs to go back and take a look at the word a little clearer. There again, presumption takes over biblical truth, because it's what everyone believes. And when you want to look for truth, don't look where the majority are, but look at where the minority is speaking. Truth never has been with the majority of people. And so what about Pope Francis? Let's talk about that for a moment then. He's making his trip over to the U.S. and will address the U.S. Congress and in the United Nations. Wow. did you see, Brother, the Pope painting that they prepared for his upcoming visit to America? It's a big painted picture. It sits there amid the hustle and bustle, a mural of Pope Francis painted on the side of a high-rise near Penn Station in Midtown Manhattan. 180-foot-tall Pope mural downtown New York City. Now, that is exciting.
Wow.
Or is it?
Well, it depends on who he's doing and looking.
I'll tell you what, for many it is exciting, but the thing we need to understand, we really need to be clear about the prophetic word. For many, there are a lot of people that look at this introduction of the Pope in the United States and dressing, and I tell you what, I'm not undermining this at all. I believe it is a very significant step that the Vatican has taken, because this guy has a huge affiliation, 1 billion followers, so that's no light thing. But there's a big group of people, millions of believers around the world, that are convinced that he indeed is the Antichrist, and they make a pretty good case about it, and they attempt to show that you know by the scripture that he's a little horn of Daniel, and found in Daniel's writings concerning the end. However, when you, upon close examination of their scriptural synopsis and their historical application, there are obvious flaws in their presumptions. And what they do is they take the 1260-day prophecy and turn it into 1260 years, and then they propagate that the papacy was set up in 538, and the papacy spread their influence and power all over Europe for exactly 1260 years. And then when the French took the Pope in exile, he died there in 1798, thus fulfilling a 1260-year period, and then he'd received a deadly wound. But they expect him that the wound was healed back in 1929, and for now 160 years, they still believe it more than ever. And I remember asking one of the theologians about Pope Leo the Great, who reigned from 440 to 461, and I asked him how he fit into the prophetic scenario of 538 to 1798, and he didn't have much to offer on it. And so it's so imperative, Pastor Dan, that we recognize he is an important religious figure in the world, no doubt. I believe that, as he has agreed to address a joint meeting of Congress on his visit, that September 24 speech will mark the first time the head of the world's Roman Catholic will address Congress. And France is also expected to have a White House meeting with the President Obama. And also, in addition to that, the UN says the Pope will meet with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on his first day visit to the world body. And so the UN welcomes this Pope as an important part of a historical year in the United Nations, which marks its 70th anniversary, and announcing that Pope Francis will address the annual UN General Assembly of World Leaders on September 25th during his first papal visit to the United States. And you know what is really amazing to me, brother, underneath this, is Francis, and I've been looking at this very seriously, is calling for a new global political authority. And tasked with tackling the reduction of pollution and the development of poor countries and regions. And the Pontiff is also calling the people, listen, to change their lifestyles and energy consumption or face grave consequences. In a recent article in July, I read where Pope Francis, in wrapping up his first leg of a three-nation South American pilgrimage, issued an impassioned call for a new economic and ecological world order. Listen, where the goods of the earth are shared by everyone and not just exploited by the rich. And what is very obvious to me, Pastor Dan, is that at some point in time, the religious leaders will come to the forefront and meet on common ground. And, you know, when he went to Israel here not long ago, last year, if you remember, he took with him a Jewish rabbi and an Islamic imam. And they were traveling around Israel and meeting with the Netanyahu and a couple of the other religious leaders there. In fact, the Palestinian and Israeli leaders went over to Israel to meet with the Pope at some time this last year. And so what I recognize is this guy not only has a supervising influence with his church with 1 billion adherents, but he also has respect from world leaders in most of the world. So this guy is just a type to be one of the biggest influencers to unite the secular with the religious. And he, and it, as we look right now, this is taking place. And when the real Antichrist shows up, I believe Pope Francis or a succeeding pope will be right there with a big thumbs up. And all of his people, his followers, will line right up with what the Pope endorses. And so, you know, if we look back at this issue here, this coming, I think it's a very significant, and we should not undermine its importance.
Right, absolutely. There's just so much to be said. At some look, even if it, let's say it's all harmless per se, that what he's doing, this is the same kind of scenario that we will see with the religious leaders. And, you know, but the kicker on it about the Palestinian state, and I want your opinion, I mean, Obama, he so thumbed his nose and has been thumbing his nose at Israel. I think it's really strongly probable that he will not veto that resolution. And I believe that then if it does, a Palestinian state splits land, I believe that will prophetically show us actually where we're at.
Well, brother, as you know and are full aware of my belief on the book of Daniel, and Iran being a major player in Daniel 8, with a group of nations from the West with a great nation leading the way, at some point in time, Iran is going to do something very, very stupid. And as they begin to push, and of course we know they're the number one state shop terrorism sponsor in the world, and they are surrounding Israel, and just here this last week, again, have a call for the open annihilation of Israel again and the destruction of the United States. And here we are making a deal with the devil, and they say up front, we are going to remove the occupiers from the Palestinian territories, and they wanted to be heralded as a great savior of the Palestinian people, and they have rockets, as we've discussed before in other programs, all over surrounding Israel, supplying Hamas and Hezbollah. They're in Syria. They're in the Houthis, and they're supporting the Houthis in Yemen. They're all over the place, and they're now making deals with Russia and with China, and now the European Union's coming over, and there's this big surge of helping them out now economically, which will fund a terror machine, in my opinion, that will do something very, very serious to Israel, because we recognize in the scriptures that it says that one day, according to Yeshua, he said, when you see the armies encompassed around Jerusalem, I know many people put that in the 70 AD reign, but then he ties it into a great tribulation such as ever was. And right. Then he says, for Jerusalem will trample down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And when we go over to Revelation 11, in its second verse, we find that according to the prophecy of John, the Revelator, he says that Jerusalem, or the holy city, will be trampled underfoot for 42 months. And so there's a period of time coming when Jerusalem will be front and center, and everything that we see here that's being stirred up is setting up a time when the nations, and this great nation of America, I believe, is under judgment. Just today, Brother Dan, did you see that were there? They arrested that clerk in Kentucky. Who decided, first of all, she made the statement she was not going to, by her religious convictions, issue a marriage certificate to a gay couple. And she was threatened, and it went to the Supreme Court, and the federal judge said, you will issue this, or you are facing jail time. And he arrested her today for that. This was just a small little indicator, my friend.
Just a word on that. What it is, it went to the Supreme Court. They refused to hear it, so it went back to the other federal judge. Federal judge had her arrested today. And for the record, though, when the Supreme Court's made that ruling, like Huckabee pointed out today, what law did she break? There is no law that commands her to issue a marriage license. I'm proud of this woman for doing where I know we're not supposed to be proud, but I'm very thankful for her, and I pray that those pastors out there and people that are listening, that you'll be able to stand up instead of being politically correct and say and do the right things. If everybody that call themselves a Christian stood their ground right now and opened their mouth about all this gay stuff, then we could make a difference. But you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. If you do, I'll repent. But I don't believe they'll do it, brother. And I believe this is just a small precursor of what's about to happen in this country. Back to you, and you got about a minute. We got to get out of here.
Okay, just a minute. Okay. Man, we could do a couple, three programs here on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to admonish the listeners to pray and ask for wisdom as we enter into this tremendous time of there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of red flags. Our economy is not doing well, and we've heard this financial crisis stuff for a long time, but I believe it is imminent. A lot of the experts in the area are saying what this bubble's going to burst. Ground your faith in the word of the Almighty. pray like you've never prayed, that you'd be found worthy to escape these things and stand before the Son of Man. Pray that the Lord will send laborers into the field, and we'll have an understanding that in that moment, when He brings us up before the magistrates and councils, that we'll be ready to give an answer of the hope that is in us, and it will point to Yeshua, the only hope that we have, that one day He'll come back and gather His elect from the four winds, and He's taking us home, brother.
I really got to go, Steve, but I'm really glad that we had this conversation, and I think that it's unfinished. Would you like to finish it next week on Prophecy Hour?
Oh, yeah, but I have some more to speak on, for sure.
Okay.
I just got started.
Yes or no?
Next week? I'm on.
Okay, next week, Steve Henderson will be back. We'll continue this discussion. Be blessed, brother. I got to go.
Love you, brother.
Goodbye and shalom. Folks, we must really, time is heating up. I'm bringing Steve back on next week because he's a good person to discuss with, have some other things to talk about this. Pray about supporting the Mission Church. We need your help tonight. We must remember, you must remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. And He gave His life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through Him, and only through Him, is the way to the Father. Remember to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. Then love your neighbor as yourself. Always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray about supporting Mission Church and pray about supporting radio tonight if you can. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and His face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.